The other place.
The what?
The other place. It's this bar located in Mission, Kansas, called The Other Place. Kevin was raving about it. And they had some pretty good food, man. But I met a couple guys out there. And they were like, I mean, we were all just talking about some shit. We got on this topic about like strip club food. And like why it's just not, you shouldn't eat food at a strip club. Did I tell you about that? Did I tell you about that when I went to a strip club and like this dude was just indulging in nachos with chili and cheese and
at
shit?
A strip club?
Yeah, dude, it was gross. And like the girl was like dancing like on top of the nachos and shit, bro. And like kind of like.
Hold on, while he was eating, she was dancing?
Mm-hmm. And like another dude had like chicken wings and fries. And I was like, who's cooking the food back there? Is it the strippers? Or did they cook the food and then they.
Cook the food naked.
Like, they're like, well, first of all, bro, look, TMI. One time I tried this, man. I had this girl over, and I got up, and I thought like, you know, I cooked breakfast or whatever. That fucking grease hit my fucking arm, dude. Oh my god, it hurt so bad. Hurt my arm, man. That fucking grease will pop at you when you're making bacon and shit, you know. Back in my pork eating days.
You don't eat pork no more?
Nah, not really, man. I really don't. I try to. You got me on those chicken meatballs, man.
Yeah, those are good.
I haven't had them, but I've switched to like lamb or like just something else, man. I'm really trying to like just wean off of pork in general. And that's in all forms of pork, bro. I'm talking like pizza. Like I'm just going to do without it, man. And it's tough. I'm not going to lie. Because there's not even like good, I don't know, man. Like, I maybe just not eat, I'll eat less of it.
What about pork chops? You like pork chops?
I really don't.
You don't?
I really don't like pork chops.
You
like,
make some
I.
Good pork chops.
You do?
I've made some pork chops before. They make some pork chops that are not terrible in fat. Like, they're more lean, on the leaner side.
Yeah.
Also depends on how you cook it, too.
Yeah, I just stick to what I know, man. Just chicken and chicken beef steak, chicken beef shrimp. Yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of like even weaning myself off of that now, man. Like things are just different for the most part. Oh, and also before we, I totally forgot. I got a couple shout outs I want to give out to for the pod. Shout out to TLC. She knows who she is. Shout out to Mia and also shout out to Sam. Three lovely ladies that I work out with at this. Not with, but like I see them at the gym all the time, man. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you've ever been to Wellway Fitness, right? It's pretty cool, man.
Nice.
I don't know. There's something that is really keeping me from going to Genesis, dude. It's just a deterrent at this point. And I'm like, no one's like looking for me, but I feel like I'm just like, dude, this is going to throw me off. So
I don't know, man. I've always wondered what. Who at Genesis would literally deter you from working out, or who would?
I think it's just
who would interrupt your workout that bad that you're just like, I can't go there.
I think it's just a feeling, bro. I don't know. I just don't like going there anymore. Like I'll go to the one out in Kansas, which is stupid because I work in Kansas, but I don't go to the one out here, and I'm heat right there. You know, I haven't been to Genesis, man. At least that Genesis in like 2 years. Mm. Now that I think about it.
It's been 2 years since you've been there?
Yeah, I think so. Been about 2 years, bro.
Oh, dang.
So I've been going out to the other ones out in Kansas. and there's really not like one person that's keeping me from working out. It's just I don't feel like going there. I just don't. At Norterra, bro, I've already like established and I've met people that I'm like, okay, these are cool people. But there's cool people at Genesis too, but I
never knew that you associate that place with such negativity, bro. Like
I just go in there in my mind, I'm just like, nah. Like, one time I knew I was, like, cooked when I sat in the parking lot for, like, 20 minutes, and I was like, yeah, fuck this, I'm going home. Like, that's just kind of, like, it's kind of what I did. But at this place, man, I don't do that, man. But there's some really cool people,
mm-hmm.
Great mix of youth and, you know, older people at this gym. They have a steam sauna, which I love a lot. They have a hot sauna. They have a whirlpool. Like, you know, it's just they have more to offer. And I think I might cut ties with them. I think I'm gonna cut ties with them. So I just got a new debit card. So they're probably gonna bill me, right? And they're probably like, yeah, we haven't gotten your payment. I'm like, yeah, you'll get this payment, but like, I'm leaving. This is it. Well, is there anything we can do for you?
Bye.
But But it's tough, bro, because it's really cheap for me. Like, I have the platinum plan for, like, I think $50, I think. But it's like...
What does the platinum get you? Into the premium gyms, too?
Yeah, so I can get into the one, like, right off of, like near Miriam. I can get into the one in Olathe. I can get into the... Now, the one, the mega gym, the one that's off of 110th?
110th?
Bruh.
I've been to that one.
Man, they used to let me in there for free, dude. But, like, I guess you got to have, like, a... So there's platinum, and there's... I think I have a premium membership. Then they have the platinum. Platinum, you can get into that one, which... Here's the thing, man. If I lived out there, I would totally invest and get that, but I don't. I might actually have to... I might try to go out there, and if it's like, yeah, it's going to be $5, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to walk out.
Like, I'm not paying. One time I went there, after it fully switched over, they're like, yeah, it's $5, but you can just... We'll let you slide this time, and then...
Okay, but this is the last time you've seen me.
But, man, I don't... Bro, my thing is, I just want to get my workout, bro. I don't need, you know... Like, I don't go to the gym, it's like, dang, they got to have this. They got to have, you know, the best saunas. They got to have the best, you know, the best equipment. It's like, bro, I just need to get my workout.
That one has a lot of shit in there, man. It has a lot of, like, just equipment, man. And I ain't gonna lie, man. Like, do I... I used to think that gym used to motivate me, man, because there was so many bad chicks in there, man. Like, oh also my God. Time, too.
When do you choose to go? Also, that makes a big factor, yeah, too, bro.
There was so many girls. I was like, all these chicks look like Amazons, dude. Like, they're all ready to kill a motherfucker, man. That's what it looked like to me. But I enjoyed it, you know, and I don't know. I still got some time to figure all that. Speaking of pepperoni pizza, what is this? Papa John's? Nobody likes Papa John's anymore, man. They found out he was racist, and I never liked Papa John's pizza anyway.
Bro, I haven't had pizza in so long, man.
Me either.
I think that's going to be my next cheat meal for this weekend.
Oh, for real? Pizza?
Pizza.
Pizza would be good.
I'm trying pizza somewhere.
Yeah, my cheat meals have been like every week I've had like Chinese food. Mm-hmm. It's just been like...
That's another good Chinese or good cheat meal for me is Chinese food. I love Chinese food.
You know, I do too. Have you had bamboo pennies before?
Uh-uh. Where's that at?
It's in Prairie Fire, like next to, like, it's near, like, Raw Sushi. Mm. Raw Sushi, there's another place, but yeah.
I don't like Raw Sushi at all.
No, like, you know what I mean? Like, Raw Sushi?
Well, I was just making a joke. Oh, but, I know what you're talking about, but I really don't, the only sushi I eat is cooked sushi. So.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I don't really like know. Raw sushi? I don't know the difference. I've never, like...
Bro, you don't eat pork, but you'll eat raw sushi?
No. I'm saying, like, I don't know the difference between, like... If it's cooked or not, when I've been out with Malai, shout out to the homie Malai. When me and Malai went to a sushi place, I wasn't sure if the sushi was cooked or not, but it had like she had tempura, I think, or I had tempura, which I think is cooked.
Was it cold?
Yeah, I mean it was.
Then it was most likely uncooked.
Okay, well,
I don't like raw sushi, bro. As a matter of fact, before I met Morgan, bro, I didn't eat sushi at all, so.
So Morgan got you eating sushi?
She got me on sushi because we went to Kona Grill.
Kona Grill's pretty good.
For the first date. And then she was like, yeah, why don't you try
you
the sushi?
You took her to Kona Grill on the first date? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's awesome. My first date, at least my first dates, I try to keep them like very fun and interactive. Maybe the second or third day we can do like dinner or something like that. But yep. Yeah, it was, raw sushi. People, and I'm not against dinner dates. It's just I have a different method of doing things. So, I went to Updown for my first date, and then went to Fern Bar. And
hey, man, that Fern Bar is nice, bro. It is, dude. It's like a Monarch Bar, but like a little bit bigger. Maybe not as bougie per se.
That's how we should spend some time talking about Fern Bar for a second,
that's,
dude.
That's what Fern Bar. Fern Bar,
I believe it's Mookie's friend. Shout out to Mookie, by the way. Fern Bar. Do you know? I don't know exactly where it's. I know it's near Society, but I don't have the exact street address.
It's Broadway and Southwest.
Broadway and Southwest.
Southwest Fern Bar, or Boulevard, my bad.
So yeah, I highly recommend you go to Fern Bar. I think the owner, I believe his name is Brandon. I believe that's what Kevin said. His name Brandon.
Yeah.
So shout out to Brandon, man. And you know what's crazy? Mookie introduced me to him like a year before he opened that bar at No Other Pub, and he told me like, "Hey, man, he's opening up this bar. It's gonna be dope. You should check it out." And you know, life flies, mm-hmm. or time flies when you're having fun, right? All of a sudden, man, I remember this dude, bro. cool guy, man. The staff is really cool. The drinks are awesome. I heard they have food there. Now, I think that we had a nacho platter or something.
Yeah, I remember
they got a kitchen in the back, so they got food. I've never had food, the food there, but the nachos are like appetizer type food. Well, which I'm totally fine with that. You know, I might ask them for a steak on my plate, you know. but I like it. It's a good vibe, man. And we still got to go. What are you doing Thursday?
Working out. That's it.
Dude, we should go to we should go to Prom Social. You should meet my friend. I have a Japanese friend named Yu.
Yeah, we can do that.
I think you met Yu. Remember for Kyoko's birthday? Yep. Yeah, Yu was there. Yu was really cool, man.
I didn't know he was still around. I thought he went back.
No, that's Go. Mm. Go is still here. Go is the dude. Yu's a girl. Yu's pretty cool. That's my Japanese consigliere. She's okay, pretty cool, you, man. And so is Go. And so is, you know, shout out to Go, Kyoko. Shout out to Hide. You know what I'm saying, man? Shout out to Nori, of course, man. And, you know, I know some good Japanese folks, man.
That's a great group of Japanese people I met through you, man. They're all great people. They're nice. Dude, they're fun.
I think that I'm a joke, man. Like, why? Not like a bad joke, but they're just like, you're never serious. Like, you always joke. Like, yeah, sometimes, but I have a serious side too.
That's crazy.
You know, I do. So we talked about Firm Bar. Oh man, can we? So what do you want to start with first? Do you want to start with the Cam Newton shit, man, or do you want to start with me coming to a realization that I was the epitome of so much ire and unnecessary ire towards fucking like with, man, people? Which one do you want to start with?
Man, we can get on this Cam Newton, bro.
Let's do him that.
Once again, you try to do something nice for your community, especially in the black community, bro. And what do you get in return?
Look, you get your ass whooped. That's what you get. Except Cam Newton didn't get his ass
exactly
whooped. That's the exact. So for those who don't know, and also shout out to Mr. Michaels, man. Shout out to Buck Rogers. He's actually the person that was like, I told him I was going to talk about this tonight. So basically, for those who live under a rock and don't know what happened, this happened on a Sunday. I believe it was Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Cam Newton, you know, we're talking college football great, man. I mean, arguably one of the top top players in college football history.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right? And we're going to get to his accolades in a minute because I had some. You know, one of my brothers, shout out to Wintrick, tried to downplay Cam Newton's career as a whole. And I'm like, bruh. Anyways, so Cam Newton is known for holding these camps. And in the past, I've noticed that when he holds these camps, man, he's always met with, like, static from these kids.
Yeah, and just disrespect.
And man. Just disrespect. And Cam Newton is, like, clapping back at him every time. Like, they're like, oh, you suck. And he's like, I suck, but I got a contract extension. What the fuck you got?
Yeah, that's why you at my camp.
Yeah, like, bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I suck, I would say, if I'm kidding, I would say, let me go to your camp. Yeah, how about you go to football camp?
Yeah, when's your camp?
Bitch ass nigga. So, so that's what I would say. So anyway, so he's, and there's videos that go where he's going back and forth and Cam Newton's kind of, you know, he's clapping back at him. In this instance, though, I'm trying to figure out if, they said it was a mixture of kids and adults that were fighting. So the video came out, and there's like three different videos. There's one video where it shows the angle of where Cam Newton is trying to, like, he's got one dude with one hand, right? Mm-hmm. Another dude in a headlock, mm-hmm, trying to, like, I'm not sure if he's trying to separate him. And then another guy in white comes up, and he socks Cam Newton. Now, these are all grown men. I believe, and the guy that socked Cam Newton was the teenager.
I didn't know there was a dude who sucker punched.
Yeah, there was a guy that kind of came up and tried to, like, he punched Cam Newton. And Cam Newton was like, what the fuck? So he took the dude that he had with one arm and he threw him with his left arm. Threw him, right? Took the other dude and kind of, like, pushed him to the side. Other dude tries to come up, Cam Newton pushes him away. Mm-hmm. And, now there's another video that just came out where Cam Newton is like, I got something for you. Like, I got something for you, you know, this and that. And all I can say is, man, and it's the obvious. You get the same questions that are asked of, like, well, would this happen? Why does this happen at his camp, but it's not going to happen at Peyton Manning's camp? I'm going to be honest, 100% real here, man. I really think that although I believe in the concept of we're so mentally fragile, or not even fragile, we're so mentally fractured as a culture, bro. And we can blame a lot of that on white supremacy. We can. But, dude, there has to come a level of accountability, man, where we kind of have to overlook that.
Shit, white people didn't make them, didn't make those kids try to jump Cam Newton.
Dude, but you'll be surprised that, like, you know, well, I mean, you know, it's the haves versus the have-nots. Cam Newton had, they don't look at it, you know, Cam Newton's got money, da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, bro, is like, we, at this point, man, there are things that we can control. A lot of us can't control our financial status. A lot of us can't control the cards that are dealt with in our lives, bro. But we can control how we conduct ourselves around one another and the respect that we have for one another. That we can do. The problem is that there are so many people trying to justify what happened to Cam Newton. Now, Cam Newton's not innocent in this either. Because I think that he could have handled it in a much different... Now, although he didn't throw hands... But he was involved in an altercation. So there's a story that said he tried to break up a fight, and then there was a story that said that he was in the fight. I'm willing to believe that he was in the fight, trying to defend himself.
Yeah, that's what I've seen. I've seen kids attacking him. I didn't see him aggressing anybody.
Yeah.
And he was being, like, they were the aggressors.
Yeah, like, and Cam just kind of, like, was like, back off. Like, back
I don't
up.
Know. I didn't see any other videos. So.
So, bro, look, man. He's doing them a good service. He's doing a service because he's holding these camps for these kids who want to play college football and make it to the league. How do you make it to college football and to the league? You go to camps. And there are scouts, legitimate scouts, that Cam is probably paying to come out there. And this is how he gets treated, bro.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Like, when are we going to, like, address the fact? Again, man, I'm not going to get into this whole... Black on black crime shit, bro. I'm not going to get into that. That's something that's just, it's a never ending argument and it's a never ending debate. But I can say, man, that I won't call it black on black crime, but I can say black on black decorum amongst each other. That has to change. And what it's apparent, bro, that this wouldn't happen at a Peyton Manning passing academy.
Never.
Like they said, Shannon Sharp mentioned it today. You know, he said something along those lines today. It wouldn't happen at a Peyton Manning passing academy. This probably won't even happen at a Patrick Mahomes passing academy.
No way.
It won't happen at any of these academies, bro. But I think that it's the perception of what Cam Newton is. So you look at Cam's accolades, people will talk down on Cam like, oh, he didn't do shit. You know what I'm saying? He didn't accomplish nothing, da 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 da. Bro, he's done a whole lot. And it's about, when you look at Peyton Manning, you see greatness. And also, I think it's how Cam Newton was painted in the media as kind of being aloof to certain things, being a guy who's not serious, being an underachiever. And that's just the sentiment that's been through the pipeline into some of the hood where Cam Newton maybe choked. Maybe he throws a lot of picks. He's inconsistent. Like, that shit travels, bro. But then when it travels, it gets to certain people, and they create in their own mind what Cam Newton is. Mm-hmm. So they don't respect Cam Newton as a great athlete. They look at him as just like another hood nigga that from Atlanta, which I don't believe he's from the hood.
No, he's not from the hood.
He's not from the hood, but he's a nigga that happened to make it, and they can clown him. And Cam Newton probably got tired of the shit and clapped back at him and. Something ensued. I don't really know what started the fight. I don't know if it was him. I don't know if it was the other person. Long story short, like, this is a problem. This is an ongoing problem.
Yeah.
And also, I think that people are using this narrative of, this is what happens when you have, you know, no fathers in the home. This is what happens when there are adults fighting too, okay? Not just kids. So when people point out the no fathers in the home, I think that it's not, at this point where we're at right now, children not having fathers in black households, that is common. But also I think that if they do have fathers in the households, man, that's not going to stop these kids from, like, you know, because what if their father didn't have a father? Mm-hmm. So they're learning how to be a dad on the fly. And their idea of fatherhood, if they're highly emotional and high strung, they can instill that in their kids to be like that because that's what they were taught from their mom. It's a generational thing.
Right.
What I think that's needed is positive male influence or female influence. But for the most part, man, we know what kind of people are going to these camps, bro. We know this. Like, we know.
I mean, and also, bro, how about just good parents, bro? Like, you think good parents, if these kids are, bro, acting out, if they're acting out with like this with strangers, bro, you think they respect their parents, bro? Let alone their mothers? You know, since we want to talk about fathers being absent, do you think these kids respect their mothers, bro? Like,
that's the thing. They do respect their mothers. As a matter of fact, they probably worship their mothers, bro. Real shit. Like, if we're really going to go deep into the psychological shit, bro, because, bro, I grew up with kids that didn't respect male authority. Mm-hmm. And it got to a point, man, where I used to go to, I was in daycare. I was an after school thing. I think it was like Kid Zone, but it wasn't called Kid Zone. But we had a male authority figure, right? And he was the head of like our entire, like, of the staff. And he was in charge of the kids. And I watched how these kids would talk to him. I believe his name was Mr. Nathan. Mr. Jerome. And, bro, the way that they talked to Mr. Jerome, they talked to him crazy, bro. But they wouldn't talk to Miss Swinton like that. So, like, the sisters that dropped these kids off, bro, they like Miss Swinton because, you know what I'm saying, she kept it real with them and da-da-da-da. But, like, when it came Mr. Jerome, he was more, like, stern. Like, he was like, don't do this, don't do that. And these kids would go off and they would tell their mom. The mom would get mad at Mr. Jerome. And I guarantee you they told their kids, fuck what he's talking about. You can do, you can do this because I said you can do it. And what happened? They act up. Mr. Jerome's a little stern with them. Mm-hmm. They say, fuck you, Mr. Jerome. I do what I want because my mama said so.
Damn.
Okay. So, again, like, black men that are in a positions of authority. And I'm just keeping it real, bro. Most black men that are in positions in authority are not respected. They're talked down upon. If they're not, especially if they're not doing anything to help the black community. Mm-hmm. But Cam Newton is doing something to help the black community, and people. I think it comes from jealousy. These kids don't learn to hate Cam Newton on their own. They heard things about Cam Newton, and they believe the things that they hear about Cam Newton. That's why they can talk to him like that. You can't talk. That's like going to a Michael Jordan camp and try, like, nigga, you gonna talk shit to Michael Jordan? Are you crazy?
Facts, bro.
Like, what?
To a Tom Brady camp, bro.
To a Tom Brady camp, nigga, are you crazy? And it's not, and again, it's not necessary. I know we brought up a race factor in culture. It's not even like so much race with Cam Newton, bro. It's just perception of what he's done. And what he hasn't done in the league that these kids probably won't ever fucking do.
Now, do you think white kids would be doing this?
No.
You think white kids would have tried to jump him?
No.
Or talk dirty to him?
No. That wouldn't happen. That wouldn't happen. And I know we spent a brief amount of time talking like for race, but no. It's about perception. Like I said, if your kid goes to a Michael Jordan camp, if your kid, even a LeBron James camp, a Kobe Bryant camp, may he rest in peace, they're not going to talk shit to Kobe, bro, because they know that this motherfucker was the real deal. Cam Newton is a joke to these kids, man. They didn't see, and real quick, we'll get into Cam. What is it that made Cam Newton so, he was an enigma, bro. Like, what he could have been, like, the path that was blazed for him, bro. He was meant to be great. And he overcame a whole lot. And he was the quarterback of a franchise where I believe they had two winning seasons, but they were one dominant winning season, mm-hmm. one season where they were second in the NFC South.
Yep.
But even before that, Auburn, bro. Auburn, wasn't nobody checking for fucking Auburn. No. Gus Malzahn was the head coach at that time, bro.
Right.
And Cam Newton came onto the scene. He was a quarterback. He was a transfer. He started off at Florida, transferred to Blinn College, won a championship at Blinn Community College, I believe, comes to Auburn on the map, on bro, like...
Hold on, so he went from D1 to JUCO?
Yeah, when he went from D1 to JUCO, and then he went to Auburn.
Yo, that's crazy.
On a full route, and then I know his dad, Cecil Newton, got into some shit where he, like, took some money that wasn't... He took, like, $100,000, $200,000 or some shit. Well, it was some dumb shit that he did. But Cam Newton put Auburn on the map, bro. And we're talking at this time, bro, when the SEC was... I mean, SEC is still king to an extent. Mm-hmm. But, bro, like, we're talking... Nick Saban out there, like, he beat a team. I think they I don't think Julio Jones is on the team at this time, but they had some dogs, bro. He beat the Floridas. He beat the Georgias. He beat the Bamas. He beat all those teams, bro. The LSUs, the top teams, by himself. You cannot name me a wide receiver that Cam Newton played with on Auburn. You can't name one. You can't
even know who the running back was.
You can't name a tight end. You can't name any of that shit, bro. You know why? Because Cam Newton did that shit on his own. Not only that, he led them to. I believe they were undefeated that year, and they went. They didn't have the college football playoffs. They were undefeated that year, and although the score didn't indicate it, they beat the shit out of the Oregon Ducks when Chip Kelly was there, dude. Like,
right,
bruh. No, you know what? The only person I can name outside of Cam Newton was Nick Fairley. He was a defensive tackle who ended up going to the Detroit Lions.
Okay,
that was it. Then you fast forward, Cam Newton ends up going to Carolina. Number one overall draft pick, I believe, right? He had a pretty decent year, his first year. He was a rookie, whatever. Then the year he won the MVP, the terror this nigga went on, bro. He beat the Niners. He beat the Falcons. He beat the Legion of Boom. He beat all these fucking teams, bro. I can name the wide receivers that he played with at Carolina. He played with an older, slower Greg Olsen, right? Tight end out of Miami. Kelvin Benjamin. I think that was his rookie year.
Yep.
Right? Ted Ginn and Philly Brown. And D'Angelo Williams and Jonathan Stewart in his backfield. Ryan Khalil was Ryan Khalil. He was the center. But the defense was solid that year, though. Like, they had Luke Kuechly, Tommy Davis, I think Shaq Thompson. Well, that was his rookie year. Right. Bro, like Ken Lucas, Josh Norman, and I want to say Kurt Coleman might have been on that team. I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, please correct me. He took that team to the Super Bowl, bro, and they lost to Peyton Manning, which I think the Panthers should have won that game, and people got on Cam. They called him a bitch because he didn't want to jump on the fumble. Whatever, dude. All I'm saying is like, bro, he was that nigga, bro. He didn't have enough around him. Same thing with Michael Vick. Michael Vick didn't have shit around him, bro.
Yeah, and he took it to distance.
And he took that team to the NFC Championship game. Talking about Mike Vick and the Falcons back in like 03, 04. So, bro, no, you can't disrespect Cam Newton, bro. But again, he's a joke in the black community. Why? Because he wears... Which, by the way, this motherfucker had a hat on that never fell off.
Bro, it didn't even move.
Didn't even move, bro. But again, like, that's how Cam Newton is perceived, though. They don't know Cam Newton. If they would have grew up watching Cam Newton, I guarantee you the respect would be there.
Facts.
The respect would be there, but because he wears weird shit.
They probably didn't even watch his highlights, bro.
Oh, my God.
And then they want to go to this camp talking shit, bro.
Yeah, and bro, and keep in mind, bro, let's the physicality of Cam Newton.
Yeah, they found out, didn't they, bro?
This motherfucker, bro, and shout out to Lord Brunson, man. This motherfucker Cam Newton, bro, was throwing off 300-pound linemen, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
270-pound linebackers taking on wild head-to-head collisions with no offensive line help, really. So what the fuck you think he's going to do to normal average
15, 16,
and out-of-shape 30-year-olds? What the fuck? Bro, he took this one dude, bro. And the guy came out and was talking shit about Cam Newton and was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? We don't, the fake-ass hero quarterbacks from Atlanta. Bro, he was talking, he was like, he can meet me anywhere, anytime. Cam Newton, in the video, took the dude with his left arm, threw him like a rag doll, bro. So I'm thinking, I was on Twitter, and shout out to Tony, man, of the Heat, I believe it's called the Heat Ratio Show, on X. I think that's what it's called. If I got it wrong, my bad. He was like, dude, we should get a celebrity boxing and see Cam Newton. Like, bro, well, no one's going to beat Cam Newton,
bro. Bro, he's a monster, man.
Like, do you know how strong that motherfucker is, bro? Like, or how strong he used to be and how strong he might be? Like, because once you hit your 30s, they say you get this old man strength. So imagine Cam Newton is out there just, whoop, whoop, got punched. He didn't even, dude connected and Cam Newton just stood there, bro, was like, that's it? Like, come on, man. Come on, dude. That, no. No.
Yeah, man. But, man, it's so embarrassing, bro. Like, come on, man. As a community, bro, this is how we're going to repay somebody?
Bro, that's just what...
taking their time out to try to give back?
It's what we do, man.
What if he didn't give back? Then what would be the narrative,
He'd be a
bro?
Coon. He'd be a sellout. He'd be dancing for the white man. He'd be... Something, you know, he'd bro. Be, I don't know, white supremacy or, you know, he's a right hand, you know, whatever the fuck Umar Johnson be talking about, dude, who the fuck knows, you know, and I like Umar Johnson a lot, man, but some of his shit that he talks about is so far-fetched, you know, but respect to him, but he's full of shit sometimes.
Sometimes, bro, we just can't win, bro, especially not, look, this Black History Month, bro, we've been taking L's, bruh. Man.
Can we talk about that real quick?
We've been taking L's, Black people. I'm sorry.
Can we talk about that for a sec? Bro, this is all I remember from this year's Black History Month. We got Cam Newton getting jumped at a fucking camp. We got Wendy Williams wilding out now. Have you seen that?
I didn't see her.
Williams, she's got dementia. And they got a show where they're like documenting her life, bro. She's just losing her fucking mind, dude.
Messed up, bro.
Then you got Drake beating his meat on fucking camera. Which, you know what? You know what? We don't count Drake because he's Canadian. Them Canadian niggas are different. We don't count Drake. Drake ain't one of us. But he's half Canadian, half, you know, whatever. So we won't count that. What else has been happening lately? Oh,
you got the Black people shooting up a parade, the Chiefs Super Bowl parade.
Oh, yeah, we had that happen.
Yeah, people want to forget that.
Which, by the way, I believe it was two teens, bro. And I work with the woman who was good friends with the woman that died.
Dang,
yeah, bro. She missed work. She went to the funeral. Was it Saturday? I think Saturday, Friday or Saturday. Yeah, bro. Like, yeah, that shit was sad, dude. And what else happened, man? A white man wins the dunk contest a fucking again. Mac McClung won it again, dude. When did we stop being creative and dunking the goddamn basketball, bro? Where the fuck is Vince Carter at when we need him, man? What the hell, dude? This has been a terrible Black History Month, man. Oh, Trump. Then Trump decides he wants to drop a new pair of fucking shoes called the Never Surrenders.
Was that legit, bro?
Yes, dude.
I thought it was a meme. No. Legit.
He dropped these fucking gold shoes, dude, with the T on the side. With red, white, and blue. And these motherfuckers are just happy that they bought them. Like... You know, they're called the Never Surrenders. I originally wanted to call them the MAGA 2s, man. That's what I wanted to call them. But, yeah, dude, there's just so much. They shit on Black kids. I don't hear, you know what? I don't see gay people wilding out on gay, you know, on Gay Pride Month. I don't really see that. I don't see them doing any dumb. They just do the shit that they always do. Yeah. And they go to parades, have a good time. Black History Month, always some bullshit, dude. And I told this to one of my homeboys, and he got mad at me on Twitter talking about, oh, well, you always so negative about Black history. Bro.
Have you seen what's going on?
Our history, listen, our history is rich, our history is great. But the shit that I saw this year and last year and the year before that.
Proves otherwise.
Dude, did it happen during Black History Month when people was killing each other for them damn chicken sandwiches?
I don't remember.
Around Black History
Month? It might have been.
We was killing each other over chicken sandwiches, bro. We've come a long way. From killing each other. I remember when they tried to sell the Popeye. And now look at people. Are people talking about the Popeye's chicken sandwich now?
Bro, I've only had that one time.
I had the spicy. My mom tried.
I guess it's cool, but I only had it one time.
My mom wanted me to stand in line to get that shit. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Then you had fucking Quavo trying to sell the damn sandwich for like $50. Quavo was like, yo, he bought like 20 of them. And he was like, yeah, come get you a sandwich, man. It's $50 a sandwich. I'm like, fuck you.
What?
Bro, the sandwich wasn't even that good, dude. I tried both.
I'm lost for words.
I tried the spicy chicken and I tried the normal one. It was terrible. Like, not terrible, but it just wasn't worth it, man. Speaking of food, did you see that KFC is going to make a chicken pizza where they take a piece of chicken and they put pizza, like pizza sauce, cheese, and pepperoni on top of it. It's called the Cheeza.
I might have to check that out, bro.
Are you fucking... What?
I might have to check it out.
What the hell?
I might have to check it out.
You know what?
This
is coming from a guy that had the damn Burger King taco, okay? That shit still fucked me up when you did that, dude.
Bro, what year was that? Dude, I don't remember eating that, but I don't remember.
This is like 2009, like 2018.
And where was I?
You were the kid. Yeah, it was here in your house. And you whipped out that fucking taco, dude. Pause. Fucking...
Okay, yeah, I remember because I had a Burger King bag, right?
And yeah.
He thought I was going to whip out like a Whopper.
A burger, right? Yeah, just a and burger all of a sudden, and fries. And I was like, what the? I was like, I turned around for a second. I looked back and I'm like, what'd you get? I was like, what is that? Oh, it's a taco. I'm like, I know it's a taco, but where'd that come from? Burger King. There was like a dollar. I think you could get like one taco for like a dollar.
Yeah, yeah. That's
and what, I was
that's
like,
what got me, bro.
Yeah,
actually, it was cheaper than that, actually.
Yeah, I was like, Ron, get the fuck out of here. I can't. That's the first time I've ever told someone to get the fuck out of their own house.
So you never tried one, bro?
No.
It was actually not that bad, bro.
So I tried, there's a place, Jack in the Box. They have those on the Kansas side. Maybe a couple on the Missouri side. But I tried Jack in the Box. They had a tub of tacos you can get, man. Those are pretty good. But a Burger King taco? But that's like going to, that's like going to Chipotle and ordering like waffles. Like, that, you just don't do that, man. You go to Burger King to get a burger, or at least a chicken sandwich. I wouldn't get a taco from there. You know?
It was short-lived, but man, hey, I'm like, shit, why not, bro? Let me try something different, bro. I'm always willing to try something different, bro.
So I remember back in the day when Burger King used to have these things called, they were called Shake 'Em Up Fries. You ever heard of those?
No, never heard of that.
So you should actually try it now. Like, they don't sell, like, the stuff for them. So what they would do is they would take, like, you can get like a bag of fries, right? And they would take there was like a packet of like cheese, like nacho cheese dust, and you could pour it in the nacho cheese dust on the fries and shake them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get like cheese fries.
Oh wow,
this shit was fire. Then there was a year where they sold Nickelodeon slime, which was just like, it was like clear sweet and sour sauce or something like that for the nuggets.
Slime.
Yeah, it was something.
Why did
some
they call it? Why did they call it slime if it wasn't green? That's crazy.
It was green. It was It was like a greenish.
They got like food coloring. Or something.
Yeah, it was something weird. Tasted like it tasted like sweet lime, like lemonade or so. It was something weird, bro. It's kind of wild, bro. But did you see? So there's a text message that. Oh wait, no. You know what? Bump that. We'll talk about that later. Let's talk about now how I came to this realization that I got shit on all throughout for doing nothing. So, our group of friends, back when we were in our heyday, our group of friends, we used to all roll out together. And whenever we would roll out together, I was usually the one that planned all the stuff that we were doing.
Right.
Now, because I said I was planning, it didn't mean, I was always like, hey, what do you guys want to do? Like, if you guys want to do this, let's do that. Everyone, I was like, look, I say we should, I was like, well, what do you say we should go? All right, cool. I say we should go to Ale House. I say we should go blah, blah, like here. And then I'd be like, okay, well, I think we should go, let's just do Ale House. All right, cool. What would we do? We'd meet at Ale House. There was a time when I got shit on by one of our old friends because no one wanted to go to her birthday party in a fucking monsoon. And I was held accountable for everybody in the group. Then there was a time where, man, what else happened, dude? Then I was called the worst friend ever. I remember that. Then there was a time where we were rolling out with some people, man, these, you know, two girls that we were friends with. And they held a Friendsgiving back when we were, like, super close with them. And, like, I show up to the Friendsgiving and I get just chewed out,
oh,
bro,
man.
For being late.
It was brutal, bro.
Like I got
like,
chewed out.
I'm eating, bro, and then all of a sudden I hear them like,
bro,
and I'm trying not to make eye contact. I'm just eating my tacos. Bro, that's what they had for Friendsgiving.
They were enchiladas. Enchiladas.
Oh,
were
yeah,
pretty
enchiladas.
Good.
Whatever. Yeah,
enchiladas were pretty good. I felt, bro. I was like, why is? It was always me, dude. Like everyone always got mad at me for something, and I don't know what it was, man. I was like, you know what? And after getting yelled at for like 30 minutes, I was like, yeah, we're about to go to Westport, dog. I'm about to go to Westport. Fuck this shit. You're leaving? I was like, hell yeah, I'm leaving. They had a whole setup downstairs, bro. Whole setup downstairs, man. And everybody was down there. And everyone's just kind of like, hey, dude, they're kind of mad at you. I'm like, why are they mad at me? I was late. You were later than I was. And, I don't think it was you. It was somebody else. Somebody else was later than me. And I'm like, how come they're not getting yelled at? And you know what the reason was for like yelling at me? They said they felt like they could talk to me like that because I was receptive. I'm like, oh no, I'm out of here. Like I'm not.
Did
resizing.
You even eat?
Yeah, I did. I took. I think I got some. Like I took a to-go plate. Like, as they're yelling at me, I'm just, like, scooping all this fucking shit in a box. I'm like, oh, I'm an asshole? All right, cool.
Man, cool. Bro, you've always been the fall guy slash, you know, if there's an ass tune that needs to be given to somebody in the group, it always had to be you, bro. On behalf of all of us.
Dude, I remember
it didn't
when,
make sense because it didn't need to be that way, but it's just
I remember talking to, and I would say it now, I remember talking to Michaela about that, and she came over, and the sole reason of why, like, she got mad at me is because she felt like I told everyone not to go to her thing, and I just said, I'm not going to go, but y'all can go, and then nobody showed up. I think you showed up. You showed up.
Yeah.
You did. And that's, yeah. So at that point, that's, you know, everything happened from that point, but yeah, you showed up, but nobody else showed up. So then, like, she was like, they're going to follow and do everything you do. I'm like, no, they're not. I was like, it's just, I can't help it that I make good decisions. And they happen to agree with me. Like, that's, I'm sorry. Like, and the reason why I'm talking about this now is just because, like, I was never the bad guy in any of those scenarios, man. I was just the, but when I stood up for myself, then it was like, oh, now you're being aggressive. Like, what the fuck?
Like, you couldn't win for losing, bro.
I never could. I still can't to this day, dude. It's fucking terrible.
For real?
Yeah, it's shit, it's just, I don't know, man. I tend to just, like, ghost people and just, like, distance myself now. But I just don't feel like I need to do all that. And, like, just the back and forths, it's so exhausting, man.
Hey, man, them days are over, bro. Hopefully.
Maybe.
I mean, you're not getting chewed out anymore, are you?
Yeah, dude,
when's the last time somebody chewed you out?
You can't chew. You can't chew out what you can't chew, dude. What I'm trying to say is I'm not there to get chewed out anymore. So, like, shit, I'm far, far away. You can chew me out over the phone. You can chew me out over the phone if you want to, but I'll just hang up on you. So, like, that's my thought process on that bullshit.
So, man, what you think of that spot we went to, bro?
What's it called?
Privé Lounge?
Privé. I thought it was called Puree.
Privé.
You know what Puree is?
Not really.
Puree is
I don't know the exact definition.
Puree is...
I know it's on my blender.
Yeah. It's basically just blended up food.
Okay.
It's like old people and, like, people with no teeth. So when I was working in a hospital... They used to give them, like, puree, like, French toast.
Oh, my.
And puree, like, biscuits and gravy and puree. It was, yeah.
Bro, I hope I'm never in a situation where I gotta have puree cinnamon toast or whatever. Yeah,
puree was puree pancakes.
Puree fried chicken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Real nigga shit. Privé.
Yeah.
Yeah. Never been there. Like the vibes. I do this thing whenever I hear music, man, and I just, like, Shazam it.
Mm-hmm.
They had a couple songs where I was like, oh, this is kind
of
lit. Like,
yeah,
I kinda
what
like
you think
it.
Of Gio, man? Gio came through,
man.
Through,
once
man.
Again, shout out to DJ Gio, man. When I saw him, like, initially at that, at this dude's dinner, shout out to Colin. So I'm at this dinner, and me and him was just rapping. We was just rapping, bro, just talking, man. And he was like, bro, you're funny as fuck, man. So I was like, yeah. So when I saw him at the booth, I was like, Gio, what up, man? And he was like, bro, this motherfucker funny.
Yeah,
so,
bro, I seen him. He's like, hey, this is New Christian. I'm like, bro, this New Christian, you famous, bro.
Oh,
famous,
God. Do I want to be famous in
but
Kansas,
like,
City?
I mean, it was a cool vibe, but the thing was, bro, it wasn't just like a, you know, like a typical, you know, vibe that you might see when you step out, but it was definitely an African vibe, bro. Most of the people there were Africans.
Oh, God.
So what did you think of that vibe, bro? Like, do you like the African music? You like the Afrobeat?
Bro, I never want... You know, it's crazy, bro. I go to Ale House. If I go to Ale House, like, now, I go there, bro, and I'm like, am I going to get into a fight tonight? If I go to an African, like, spot like that, or a, you know, a Haitian spot,
uh-huh.
Bro, it's all... The music is very positive. The people are positive. People are vibing and shit, bro.
Just dancing and
just
chilling.
Just vibing and chilling. Yeah, man. Bro, like, you trying to get past somebody at Ale House, man, and they're like... Nigga, move, nigga.
Where you going? I'm trying to leave, man.
Stepped in my shoe, nigga. Bro, you out there? Bro, I was about, when I went to go dap Gio up, this dude was dancing, right? And he was like dancing, kind of just like, do, 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 do. Motherfucker was going in. And bro, the girl moved him out of the way for me. And I was like, oh, like, I was like, my bad, excuse me.
Would that ever happen at Ale House?
Fuck no. A girl will keep shaking her ass. You trying to move, she's going to keep shaking her ass.
She'll twerk on you.
Getting twerked on. And then her baby daddy's on the fucking booth watching. Like, nah.
But no, man, it was a good vibe, bro. So that's why I like these different little, you know, different little functions, bro. Because it's different than what we're used to or what we've done, been exposed to in the past.
Yeah.
And to me, bro, that's a little bit better. I like that shit. It's more chill, bro. I don't need nothing crazy.
It baffles me seeing white people amongst African, like, people.
Yeah, bro. White dude was getting it with the Africans, man. He was dancing.
Like, I was like, does he have an accent? Like, I want to hear that.
You remember?
Bro,
he was killing it.
He was. He had a good time. All I could think about, I was like, you do know that his people are why we're all here right now, right?
He's trying to make up for it, bro.
Yeah, he's like, I love it. Yeah, down with the swirl, right? Fucking Kevin.
He's probably like, hey, I got your reparations right here, and he buy everybody drinks.
Yeah, he's like, I'll pay you back. Hey, one tequila soda at a time. That's what he was thinking to himself.
Shout out to Jocko, man. Jocko showed up.
Boom, 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 boom. I saw Jocko for like 10 seconds, and he just like disappeared into the smoke of like...
No, he was there. He was at the bar.
The hoop, yeah, he disappeared, man.
What a cool vibe, man.
Where's Jocko from?
Jamaica.
Oh, Boomba Clot. I love me some Jamaican food, boy. The meat patties
are fucking... You ever had oxtail?
Oh, yes.
What you know about oxtail, nigga, man?
Yes, bro. Shout out to... You know what I'm going to do? You know what I want to do this week at some point? I get paid this week. We should go...
What, Jamaican restaurant?
Fuck yeah, bro. We should go to G's Jamaican Cuisine off of Troost.
Yeah, man.
I want to go to G's. Let's go to G's this week, bro. I want to go there, man. Oh, man.
For real? Down with that food?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Bro, G's Cuisine. I mean, there's also like Island Cuisine, I think, that was right next to Aura, but I think they're closed. Or they might be open, but... Yep. Bro, G's Jamaican Cuisine with the meat patties, bro. Jamaican meat patties with the plantains.
Y'all sleeping on that Caribbean food.
And the dirty rice with the cabbage. Bro, I've never eaten an entire entree and like left it just gone.
You killed it, huh?
Everything. I ate everything at G's Jamaican Cuisine, bro. Too. Oh, bro, they hook you up. My uncle knows G. Like, he knows him.
Okay.
He's known G for like years. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure if they still talk. I don't even know if my uncle goes there anymore.
Knows him too.
So, bro, like, I would go there, bro, and he would hook us up, man. He's like, you like the rice? You like the rice? You're going to eat the rice. I was like, because I was back then, I'm like, man, I just want, he goes, you don't want that jerk chicken? You don't want it? I was like, sure. Next thing you know, bro, I'm killing that shit, man.
Tearing it up, bro.
Yeah, we should go. I think it's, I'm pretty sure they're still open. G's is still open off of Troost.
I'm down, bro.
I want to go to G's.
That's gonna be my cheat meal instead of pizza, bro. That's a bad cheat
see
meal.
That, bro. And it's a wholesome cheat meal, yeah, man. It's a wholesome cheat meal.
Your carbs, your protein.
Yeah, man. And the meat, Jamaican meat patty, man.
Oh yeah,
that shit is
you ever
fire.
Had a Haitian meat patty?
Dexter talked about it one time. Yeah. I never had a Haitian meat patty before, but yeah. Oh, I never got to talk about Bamboo Pennies Chinese restaurant. It's a Thai Chinese restaurant, kind of like. Thai cuisine.
Okay.
They make Thai fried rice and stuff like that. It's pretty good. I think it's an ideal. I would like to take a date there sometime, you know, if we ever get to that point. But, yeah, I would go there. A little pricey, as everything is in Overland Park.
Yeah, I need to check that out, man.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. What are your thoughts on, French Montana? So he just dropped the album. I'm gonna tell you what. Yeah, he's got a new album, and it's all.
What's it about?
It's all fucking trash.
Oh man!
Like I saw the features, and it's the album's called Mac and Cheese 5. And
Mac and Cheese 5.
Yeah, so obviously that would mean that I've heard the first four. And now when I say it's trash, I'm not saying because I like French Montana.
Yeah, I don't mind him.
I like French Montana. I think he makes some good music, bro. But I know people that just don't. It's easy to shit on him because his catalog. Like, when I saw the features he had on this album, I'm like, whoa. Like, he got Drake. He got Kanye. He's got Future. A couple Kanye songs. But I'm like, bro, just something about his style, man. It just doesn't resonate with a lot of people, man. Like, he can make club bangers. Like, Pop That is still a club banger. What's the other one he made? He has a couple other ones. Mm-hmm. Pop That. Freaks. Unforgettable.
Yep, with
Sway Lee.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got some. He's
ain't
got some.
Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
Bro.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing.
That's. Oh, Don't Panic. Oh, yeah. Like, that's a, yeah, he's got some club bangers, man, but I just wish he would. He needs to just, like, put out some bangers, dog. You need to get with some good producers.
Did you like Mobstick with Kodak Black?
No, but I did like I Can't Lie. That shit is dope. Like, that's what I'm saying. That's the kind of stuff that I know he's capable of, like, making good music. He just refuses to do it when I want him to do it, you know. I've been defending French Montana for years, dude. I've been defending Wiz Khalifa for years, too, and it's getting tough because Wiz isn't releasing, like, quality stuff that's, like, up to par to other people. I don't think Wiz Khalifa... I haven't given up on Wiz, but I'm just like, yeah, I can't keep defending him. Like, I'll just listen to him on my own.
Like, I mean, anymore, bro, you got to go out of your way to try to keep up with some of these rappers. They're not really. At least Wiz. I mean, he ain't putting out music like that.
Nah, he put out like an EP.
Yeah, and if he is, you got to find it. You got to go and look for that shit.
Like, they don't even promote it on, like, Spotify anymore. Yeah, like, you have to go, oh, shit, he released this. I didn't know that. Like,
you got
to
dig for it, man.
Yeah, because they're promoting the Sexy Reds and... The ski? Oh my god! But that is a fucking mating call, dude.
He said that's a mating call.
Yeah, you hear ski? Any chick that say ski, you just run up to him. He's like, yo, like, bitch, I know you want some.
That's a mating call.
That's a man. Ski is a mating call. What's the girl's name? Ice Spice. That's another one that I don't like her.
She's apparently good friends with Taylor Swift.
Oh god!
If you're good enough to stand next to Taylor Swift and her suite, then that means you're probably doing something right.
I can't help but look at her and really, and like, this isn't like a diss or anything, but I can't really help but look at her and think, I'm like, she might be on the spectrum, dude. Like, she might be. Like, why do I say that? At the Super Bowl, she's sitting with Taylor Swift and a bunch of Chiefs fans. Mm-hmm. Bro, she looked like she didn't know who to cheer for.
She probably don't know what football.
Or like, she was like sitting there. Word. Taylor Swift had to like tap her and go, okay, now cheer. She's like, oh, yeah. Like, she might, something's up with her,
that's
man.
That's NPC behavior, bro.
Something's up with her. And NPC. And she resort, yeah. Definitely. I feel like if you had a controller, right? Like a PlayStation controller, she could do like four things.
Yeah.
She could either like rap, like simple stuff, or she could like make some weird sound.
Dance,
twerk, or she could just resort to twerking. That's it. That's all she does. All the concerts I've seen her at, like on the internet. Mm-hmm. That's all she does. You know, I remember one time I was watching a rap cipher, and it was the worst. I remember back when the rap ciphers used to be dope to listen to, bro. Yeah. Like, and even watch them. I haven't watched BET in like 15 years, dude. Like, I don't watch BET anymore. I think it's a fucking minstrel show. I don't care about the BET awards. I don't even watch the MTV awards anymore, which I don't even know if they still have those. I don't watch any award shows. I just don't. I think they're dumb. But they did a cipher where I think her name is Coyle Ray, who's attractive. Like, she's gorgeous. She was doing a freestyle, and like nobody was understanding what she was saying. And she was like, just saying that shit. And then, like, when nobody was feeling what she was saying, she literally just, like, looked around and was like, I mean, come on, get that way. I mean, get. And she turned around and just started twerking. Like, just started twerking. And, like, that's how the cipher ended. And I was like, what the fuck?
In the middle of the verse?
Yeah, just twerking. In the middle of the verse. Just nobody was feeling what she was talking about. Because everybody was like, ooh. And she was like, nigga want a piece of meat. He gonna have to get it, man. Want to eat me? I'm delicious. And next thing you know, she was like, and turned around and started shaking her ass, bro. And I was like, wow. Like, this is how far we've come. And I respect female hip hop, bro. But my love for female hip hop really dropped off, I would say, after Nicki Minaj. That was like the last, when I was like, she's the last of a dying breed. Because okay, yes, she got a big ass. Yes, she raps about freaky shit. But, bruh, I would love for people to try to recite me. Give me three good Meg Thee Stallion lines that make you go, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me five Ice Spice, like, give me some bars that she spits. What is she? She got a song out now called Think You the Shit, Bitch. You are not even a fart.
That's Ice Spice? I thought that was Sexy Red.
No. Sexy Red.
That's an actual song title, too? I thought it was a verse, bro.
I think it's called Think You the Shit, You Not a Fart. Bro, that's what it's called. Who the fuck wants to hear that in the club?
You know they're playing in KC Club.
Oh, dude, I heard it at O'Dowd's. And that's when I was like, what the fuck? Sexy Red got a song out called Fuck My Baby Daddy. You know what I love? Yeah. Fuck My Baby Daddy. Yeah. Yeah.
So now that's a cool thing to do, huh?
Fuck your baby
daddy.
So
now it's being encouraged to do so.
Well, like, I guess it's saying, like, ah, fuck my baby daddy. I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to shake my ass. I'm going to go out with my friends. I'm going to make them mad. And, yeah, it's just, yeah, that's just where the hip-hop's going. I remember I was talking to my homeboy AJ about this. Shout out to AJ Kramer. I was like, bro, I remember back when you go to the clubs, bro, and they would play songs that would, like, bring people together. Like, you hear the stories now of, like, man, I met my girl at the club. We were dancing. Bro, it's hard to dance, bro, when the women are encouraged to, like, say, basically say, fuck men. Like, if you ain't got no money, you know what I'm saying? Like, real ass bitch, give a fuck, buy the nigga. Bro, it's hard to fucking, like, come together when girls are thinking like that. It just is. And it's hard when they play song for dudes, like, you know, fuck these bitches. Fuck bitches, get money. You know what I'm saying? It's right. They're not bringing people together like back when they used to play Cisco.
Mm-hmm.
They used to play Usher, Love in This Club. When is the time we fucking heard that fucking song? No one makes love in the club no more.
Hell no, bro.
Yeah.
Do people still dance with each other in the clubs?
Do they still dance?
Yeah, like the dudes get out there and try to dance with girls and, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. In our early days, bro, like, that was the main point of going out. Like, hey,
let's don't even do, like...
Let's see if we can get a dance. Let's see if we can get a number, you know? But, like...
Yeah, I don't even... It's tough. There's too many people in the clubs now to where you can, like, you can't even, like, dance. I'm trying to figure out, like, why did I pay $20 to get into fucking Ale House or, like, any of these other bars? When you can't move. You can't move. It's hard to dance. You can't move. You got to wait to go to the bathroom. Bro, I've never seen a wait. I've never seen a line in the men's restroom, dude. The line in the women's restroom is always long. But now the men's restroom has a long line. Anywhere.
Oh, shit.
Maybe not O'Dowd's, but, like, yeah, it's a long line, bro. Like, you ever try to go to Mosaic's bathroom? Like, bro, you got to, like, you have to, like, duck and dodge people, bro.
No, bro, Mosaic's one of the worst clubs to try to maneuver, bro. Like,
yeah.
You got to be outside in that little outdoor patio or whatever.
Yeah.
Because if you inside, bro, you good luck.
You might break your ankle stepping on, you fuck around and miss one of those steps. I saw somebody trip and fall down the stairs when I was at Power and Light one time. This girl, she was throwing up, right? And then, like, she got up and she slipped in her own vomit and just toppled.
That's disgusting.
Just toppled down the stairs, dude.
Yeah, that's gross, bro.
Yeah. So.
Did you see that fake Mahomes going around?
Yeah, first of all, I wouldn't fall for that shit.
Bro, I can count on one hand at least of people that I know, Chiefs fans that I know would fall for that, bro.
Oh, dude.
And you know, bro, you probably know who I'm thinking of, man.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, did you see his shoes? He was wearing Nikes. Why would Mahomes be wearing Nikes, bro?
Is he sponsored by Adidas?
Yes.
Yeah.
So why would he in public be wearing Nikes just for people to take pictures of? And people were like, yeah, Mahomes. Like, one dude was running after him and shit. I'm like,
there was somebody that thought, like, this guy, was like, they were like, yeah, it's... She's like, I'm here with Rick Ross. And I was like, this motherfucker don't even sound like Rick Ross. He's like, yes, I'm Rick Ross.
No, that's Richard Ross.
Yeah, that's Rick. That's
Richard.
That's Dick Ross. That's what that is. Yeah, he's a yes, I'm Rick Ross. And she goes, do the thing that you do. And he goes, you know, Rick Ross is like, huh? This motherfucker goes, huh?
But yeah, I thought that was funny, bro. Like, I think he was walking around the Legends and people were just losing their minds, bro.
Bro, I would. Like, I
Patty Mahomes, all right.
Everybody, I would probably have to smack everyone in the face with a wet noodle.
And what made it funny is he had his own, he had one of his homies play, like, security, like, actual security for him. And they got it, and they got their asses, bro.
This happened in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're going to have to.
Over the weekend.
Bro, you have to pull this up on the big screen. I got to see this bullshit. But, look at this. Time flies when you're having fun on the pod,
sir.
Bro. Any last words, man, that you got to say, man, before we disengage?
Oh, man, just keep on grinding, folks. Keep on grinding, man. Just get through it day by day. Yeah, that's about it, man.
Yo.
I hope everybody's doing well.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Shout out to the listeners.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening, Ron. Thank you for taking the time to, come on the pod, man, and talk about this shit. Hopefully everybody has a great week. I know I'm going to have a great week. I always look forward to having great weeks and days. So, hey, this is the One to Go Ham podcast featuring my guy, Ron.
Yes, sir.
And we out. Peace.